When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I'm asking you, how do you show love, and how do you feel love? And did you know that often we show love based on how our parents showed us love as we were growing up as kids? You remember, like, back in the day when you were a kid living at home with your parents, and whether your parents were huggers or kissers or said I love you a lot, or instead was it more like, you know, you and your dad would handshake occasionally and maybe a pat on the back or maybe an I love you on Christmas or on your birthday, or maybe it was less hands-on and more just thoughtful in the way that things were done, and maybe your mom or dad would do something for you or help you out or take care of stuff. Or maybe your parents and you seemed not as close, and maybe they were constantly busy, and so they got you a lot of gifts and things and bought you stuff, you know, a car when you were 16 and all that kind of stuff, but you didn't get the I love yous and you didn't get the hugs and all that stuff in between. And I know some of you out there said, well, it was kind of a combination. And others of you say, you know, my parents were very loving and very generous with their love, but there wasn't a lot of buying of gifts at all. Some of you out there said, well, there wasn't a lot of showing of love or displays of love, except for when it came to the gifts and the buying of stuff. And so I think a lot of us come from different backgrounds when it comes to how we were shown love as a kid. And I think this directly relates on how we show love to others, our spouses, our wife, our husband, our friends, and also how we feel love. And I think this directly is proportionate to how we were raised. And I know there's a lot of books on the subject of love languages and everything in between, but I think we really need to get to the heart of the matter and realize how sometimes in a marriage and in a relationship, we feel like two boats passing in the night, and we feel as though there's something missing in our marriage or something missing in the relationship, when in reality, if we really just look at it from a different perspective, we realize that we're just not on the same path, and we can get there, but we got to be open, we got to be honest about it, and we got to put ourselves out there, and we got to hear each other talk and figure out how to mesh the two together. And I think it's very interesting because oftentimes we might not have always agreed or appreciated the way we were loved when we were kids. And I find it interesting how even though we might not have gelled with that manner of showing love, we have a tendency of keeping that same mentality going into our own relationship. And did you know that you can switch the tides? I mean, if you prefer to have a touchy-feely family as far as a hug and a pat on the back and an I love you and I care about you and I respect you. If you want that, but you actually had a family where they were really not around and it was more about giving gifts, then it's up to you to make the change to switch that dynamic so that it works for you in your own marriage or in your own relationship. I think there's a good example is a lot of people, you know, you wanted to hear your parents say out loud, I love you. And in a lot of times in situations, that wasn't being said. And so the older and the wiser we get, we realize that if that's what we wanted as a kid, we can implement that into our lives right now. And it's up to us to choose it. It's up to us to select it and make that a reality. And by choosing that, we can augment our current situation and our future. Because the way that we see love is directly proportionate to how we see the world. And if we see love and feel love a certain way and our spouse doesn't get it, well, then it's two ships passing in the night. And I think we need to really figure out why sometimes they are two ships. And so think about it. You know, did your wife or did your husband, your girlfriend, boyfriend, how did their family show love? And so this is something that you definitely want to ask. This is something you definitely want to ask when you get into a relationship. And if you've been in a marriage for a long time, this is definitely a conversation that you want to have. Because the way we were raised is directly related to how we act. Very rarely do people end the cycle. Very rarely are people aware enough to understand where certain things came from. And I find it very profound when somebody is able to literally step up to the plate and say, hey, I was raised this way. I like that. But, you know, I would like to add this, this, and that to it. Or, you know, some people say that their parents said, I love you too much. Like they felt like it was watered down. And so I think you got to step back and define what it means to you, how you legitimately show it, and how you want it. But then you got to step back and talk to your other half and ask them, how do you feel about it? How do you feel love? How does it connect with you? What do you need to see? And what can I do to better our situation? What can I do to show you love or for you to understand it? Because even if you have a concept of love within you that you believe in, that's great. But if your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend don't understand that, then again, it's two ships passing in the night. And that's not going to get you that far. So I want to begin tonight's discussion with the fact that mind reading is not a backup. More often than not in my office when I'm talking to clients and they recently got into a new relationship, you know, it's less than a year old, they begin to talk about how, you know, the boyfriend didn't show this or how the girlfriend didn't show this. And they begin to question the relationship. Well, I thought that, you know, in that situation, I was expecting him to give me a hug, but he never hugged me. And so I don't really understand if the relationship's good or not. Or in that situation, I kind of thought that she would give me a little space and allow me to breathe, but she smothered me even more. And that really stressed me out. And think about it. Until we have that conversation, and let's go back to the hugging one. So in that situation, a client had told me that she had just gotten into a huge argument with her boss and had come home and had been going through it over and over in her mind. And she was kind of sad and upset about how it got and had some emotions with it. And when her boyfriend was there, she would have expected him to give her a hug and to be there and calm her down and tell her how much he loved her and all that stuff. But he didn't do that. And I said, you know, he didn't do that because, one, he probably didn't know that that's what she wanted and needed at all. And second of all, when people are raised by certain families, they respond in that cycle. But also, let's go another level. When people have been married and divorced prior, that can also be a direct relation on how people respond. You see what I'm saying? Because if somebody's been married before and then divorced, however they dealt with their ex with, however that relationship was, is directly related to what they bring into the current relationship. So if their spouse did not like to be hugged, okay, when they were mad, if they wanted to have their space, they're going to probably give you your space instead of give the hug that you want. And so when we think that people can read our mind, basically we're just setting ourselves up and the relationship up for failure. Because we believe that they can read our mind, and that's just not true. I think to some degree, when you're in a relationship for a long period of time and you're highly conscious and aware of your surroundings and the person you're with and who you are, yes, I think we have that ability. I do. But in the beginning of any relationship and putting the cards on the table and being honest and explaining how we feel is necessary, I think, to get to that next level. Whether it is a new or a long-term marriage, whether it's that new relationship or a long-term marriage, assuming that others know what we want usually doesn't work. And what I've experienced in life that's so cool is that when we are really honest and we tell other people how we feel and we put it out there, we open the lines of communication for the other person to do that as well. Okay. And when we do that, not only is it a good feeling as far as there's an open communication, there's an open communication of thought and commentary, but also there's honesty and trust. And I think the longer and the more we develop that honesty and trust, the more we can understand one another, the more we can be there for one another, the better the relationship is, the more we bring to the table, but the more we connect and gel as a couple. And I think that's so inherently important to a lasting relationship, because any relationship's going to have its ups and downs. Any relationship is going to have its ebbs and flows. And anybody that's been married for over 5 years knows this. Anybody that's been married for 20 years knows this to be fact. And anybody that knows been married for longer than 20 years knows that what I am speaking is the true fact and doctrine of marriage. Because people change and grow. We go through changes in our life. But in order to go through those changes, two people growing together instead of two people growing apart means that we have to be on the same wavelength. We have to be honest and direct. And we have to also care enough to tell the other person honestly in a loving way how we truly feel. Stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking more about how we show love and how we feel love and how we can get more of what we want. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO and executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I've been asking you, how do you show love and how do you feel love? It's interesting because the way we show love is usually directly proportionate to how our family, our parents showed us love. And it's because of that, because we are creatures of habit. We learn, and our environment dictates a lot of who we are and who is around us, and what they like and their stuff always kind of, you know, gravitates to us. You know, if you think about it, that's why a lot of times in a family, when a grandfather is a lawyer and a father's a lawyer and the son is a lawyer and the son's son's a lawyer or whatever, there's a lineage there, you know, because they saw their grandfather do it. The son saw the grandfather, and then, you know, the father, and then the son again. And so there's a lot of this, you know, hand me down of not only occupation, but also of consideration of emotion and the way people do things. And so, you know, the way we show love, it is very interesting, and to understand why we show the love that way is even more interesting. But the way other people show love is very interesting too. But to know how you feel that love is just as important. Right before the break, I was talking about mind reading and how, you know, that's really not very effective. Even if you're in a long-term marriage, you can't expect someone to read your mind. Sometimes you have to just sit there and say exactly how you feel, talk about it, put it out there in the open, and move forward. And I think that means a lot. And, you know, whether or not we are to say something or feel like we shouldn't say something, well, we have to really sit back and ask ourselves, why wouldn't I say something? If I want something done a certain way, wouldn't I ask? And I think there's a proper way in talking about your feelings. And I think that when we honestly open up and talk about our feelings in our relationship, it goes a long way to having a wonderful relationship, but also a peaceful relationship, but also a relationship that holds its existence and holds the test of time. And I think a lot of times it's about having that conversation in a loving way and sitting down and discussing what you love and how you love and what you love about your partner and finding out what they love and what they want too. You know, a consideration to think about is to be honest in your needs with your partner, to be honest. And if we can't be honest in this relationship, where can we honestly be honest at? And I think that's a consideration to ask yourself. I mean, you're in this relationship. You put a lot of work and time into it. It's very important to you. It's what you do. Why don't you put time and effort into it to really focus on the relationship itself? And I think that when we actually gravitate to that and realize the value of being honest with our needs, how important it is, and the impact in our lives, we're able to open up finally and allow things to be said that we might not necessarily say. And I think this is so important when you're talking about any issue in a relationship, anything that's good, bad, or indifferent, we have to get it out. We have to get the word out. We have to discuss how we feel. And I think that the more we discuss how we feel, the better we are. And I think it goes very far in our life. And it's something that we can, it's something that we can learn from, because when there's questions and we don't know where somebody stands and we're not really understanding certain things, just by asking a question or by explaining how we feel, we can go a long way. You know, so first off, if you can't be honest in the relationship, then you have to ask yourself, where can you be honest at, right? And if you're not honest about what you need, a lot of times people step out of the marriage because the needs are not being met. Would you rather try to meet the needs of how you feel about love within the marriage, or do you feel like you need to step out of the marriage to make those things a reality? And that's a question that you have to ask yourself, but I don't know why you wouldn't want to be honest about what you need. And I've seen a lot of amazing relationships not work the test of time because people are not honest about what they want in life. They're just not honest. And if you're not going to be honest about what you want from a relationship and in a situation, what's going to come out of that? I mean, how do you expect to have a good relationship if you're not going to be honest with the person that you're in a relationship with and have that conversation? And even allowing it to be no matter what, whether it works out or not, you've had that conversation, you've discussed it, you've communicated solid communication, and you know for a fact it's either going to work or not. That person's either going to see the goodness in what you have to say, either come to an agreement, figure out how to help you, figure out how to make that a reality, figure out any of that kind of stuff to make you happy. But it's a give and take situation. But unless somebody knows what's going to make you happy, they can't fulfill that obligation. They can't help you. They can't find that middle ground. They can't figure out, okay, my husband prefers to for me to do acts of service as far as doing stuff around the house, or perhaps, you know, when he's out of town, take his car and wash it or do something like that. Or picking up the groceries and cleaning out the refrigerator means a lot to my wife, or whatever that looks like. To know that that person wants one thing or another, or somebody is more about touch. They like to be touched. They like to have sensual touch. They like to feel a certain way. Why don't you give that to them? So if you're over there doing acts of service and they like physical touch, that there's a disconnect there. And you might like act of service because you like when somebody does something for you, follows up with something, does the right thing, goes that extra mile to make you happy. But that might not be something that they sense as being loving. They might see that as something that's great and that's cool, and you know, you're taking care of stuff, but they might not see that as a loving act, something that's loving from you, that's supposed to say that you love them and care about them. They just might see that as a duty or obligation that you've taken care of. You know, when you're being honest with your needs, if you don't say so, nobody knows what you want. And it kind of goes back to the concept of mind reading. If you don't say how you feel, people don't exactly know what you want. And I think it goes back to actually honestly asking yourself, what do you want? And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, because I think that's a big deal. Because I think sometimes we think we know what we want, but we necessarily don't know what we want. And so it gets frustrating, because for other people, we might feel like we're stuck. We might feel like, you know, we can't be honest, or we might feel like somebody's not fulfilling our desires. But at the same time, we've got to get real with ourselves and ask ourselves, what are our desires? What do we truly want? And what are we looking for in our life? And what do we need to feel good about ourselves? And what do we need to feel loved about ourselves? And what do we need to feel fulfilled in our life? But the flip side is also very important. And I think this sometimes goes less thought about. What does your spouse need to feel loved? What does your spouse need to feel as though you've gone that extra mile? What does your spouse need to really feel good about themselves, to feel happy with themselves? And what can you do to really make that happen? Because, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to do on our own. There's a lot of things that we have to create on our own. There's a lot of things that's all about us. It has nothing to do with anybody else. And to sit there and look outside of ourselves for that happiness, well, that's just something that we just can't do, but is done more often than not. Many of us are looking for fulfillment and happiness outside of ourselves, and that's not going to happen. Somebody can bring joy to your life, but they can't make you happy. Only we can make ourselves happy. Only we can have that within us. Everything that we need is within us, okay? We don't need to look outside of ourselves for answers. We just don't. And that's what's so important. We do not need to look outside of ourselves for answers. Instead, we must look within so to not go without. But in the process, when we're with somebody else, when we really truly love them, we need to find exactly how to make them realize that we love them, but also how to see from their perspective. You know, it wasn't until the other day I was doing a meditation and I realized that oftentimes we don't realize that we're not from the same upbringing. We didn't come from that same direction. And there's a lot of things out there that we take for granted that we think, oh, well, they think the same way or they feel the same way. And that's just not true. And I think when we sit back and we realize that having that conversation and understanding that conversation is not only important, but it goes a long way to really getting to that next level in life and growing together. And I think that's why a lot of marriages fail is because, one, people don't talk. They don't talk about how they feel. The second thing is that they just don't open up. They don't tell people, hey, this is what I need, or this is what I want, or this is what I'm looking for. But also, they can't find that within themselves. And I think it's all based on how we feel about ourselves directly relates to how we feel about our relationship. We can only be as happy with our relationship as we are happy with ourselves. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, Builders is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about love, how you show love and how you feel love and how that directly correlates to the way that you were brought up and you were raised and how you were loved and shown love by your parents. And we take that into a cycle and we bring it right into our next relationship, which is our marriage or our long-term relationship. And when we finally find one that lasts and we figure this one's going to be the one that we stick with, that's the one we truly work on. And then we go through life with that person and sometimes find that we're at odds with each other. We sometimes find that we don't know answers, that we don't understand where they stand, that we don't feel connected with them. We feel like we lose connection. We don't know where they are. We don't know where their mind is. We wonder why they're not doing this or why they're not doing that or why they feel so distant or whatever. And a lot of times it's because we're in our mind. A lot of times we're just in our mind. And because we're in our mind, We don't look outside of ourselves. We don't realize, okay, this person needs XYZ. This person sees love because of this. This person understands love because of that. And we also don't really realize how we feel as an individual. And we don't really understand the difference between ourselves and the way we were raised. And I find this very profound. And what I'm speaking of is that, like, let me give you a good example. My mom and dad were very loving people, and they tell you that they love you over and over again. And my dad, you know, my father's father died. He had a heart attack. And they were rushing him to the hospital, and my dad was really scared of hospitals. And so he was going to head up there, and they thought he was going to be fine. And he ended up dying before my dad got there to see him. And my dad, you know, this was obviously way before I was ever a thought. This was before my, you know, I think they had been married, my mom and dad, for a couple of years. And it killed my dad that he didn't get to say I love you to his dad before he died. And I know a lot of you say, hey, it's spirit and they can understand and they can hear you. But at the time, my dad wasn't there. Mentally and emotionally, he just felt like he had not told his dad how he felt. He had no closure. He felt very naked and sad in an emotional way because he felt like had he had been there, he could have had that conversation if he would just had one more time with his dad. And so from then on out in his life, with his mom and with my mom and even with me, he said, I love you a lot. Every time he would see you before he left, he would say he loved you before he left because he didn't know when the last time he was going to see you. And so that's kind of how I was raised, is that I realized that if I really cared about you, I'm going to say I love you and I'm going to say it before I leave each time because I don't know if I am going to see you. And it would be awful to not be able to say I love you and miss out on that opportunity that I would not get. And so I was raised in that manner. Now, my mom came around to that, too, as well. And so within their marriage, they created this very, you know, kind of huggy, I love you type environment. And my mother wasn't raised in that type of environment, so it took her a while to come around. But when she did, she did. And so you think about it in life, a lot of us come from different backgrounds, different upbringing. And based on that, the way that we were taught how to love or what love meant directly relates to how we are now. And I have some friends that their parents do not hug at all, hardly. They do not hug their kids. There's not a lot of visual love shown. The I love yous are very rare. Very rare. And, you know, and that's culturally, too. Some cultures are more like that. They're more standoffish. There's not a lot of open show of emotion in several different, you know, when you're looking at the various communities and backgrounds and such like that. But then also you have some people that come from different, you know, backgrounds as far as military background that doesn't believe in a lot of show of emotion. And so you have to look at those things and realize, okay, based on this upbringing, you know, whether they were German Americans or whatever, or came over from Italy or whatever, based on that and the career and the way that they were raised directly relates to how they showed love. But we can show love and feel love as any way we want, and we have to understand that. And so by understanding that, we realize that we can make as many changes as we want. We can change that cycle. And I think it all begins with honestly being honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself. And you're wanting to be honest about rediscovering who you are. Rediscovering who you are for the first time. Have you rediscovered who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know how you feel? Do you know what makes you tick? Do you know what love is? Do you know how you feel about love? And you ask that first question, right? And that first question goes a long way. What's the first question? Asking yourself, what you want? What do you want in life? What do you want in life? It's a huge deal. What do you want in life? And do you tell your spouse, your lover, anything like that, what you want in life? And I think that's a big deal. But you got to ask yourself what you want. And you got to let go of past ideas. You got to let go of parents. You got to let go of upbringing. Because you could have been brought up in a family that was all huggy-kissy, and that's just not you. Maybe you don't show a lot of emotion. Maybe it makes you feel uncomfortable. And so you having to show that emotion makes you feel uncomfortable, and it makes you feel less authentic. Some of you could be the exact opposite. The way you show love is by hugging and being, you know, oh, I love you so much and all that stuff. And instead, when you were being raised, you know, your family bought you a lot of things or did things for you, but never hugged you or kissed you or, you know, or smothered you. And that's what you wanted. And so you've got to figure that out. And that's also an interesting scenario, too, when you're meeting people and dating and all that, is if is somebody kind of proportional to the way that you feel love? And if it is, it's going to be that much better. But if somebody's the opposite, so if you are together with somebody that doesn't like a lot of emotions, somebody that doesn't like a lot of hugging and kissing, if you're all over them hugging and kissing, that's going to like freak them out. And so we got to figure out a common ground, but we also have to figure out, are we connected? Is this relationship going to work? How can we come together? How can we connect the dots? How can we merge these two lives together? And those are some major questions that we have to ask. Can it be done? Question mark. Is this going to work? And if we are so different, can we talk it out and work it out? If we are so different, can we come to a common ground? If we are so different, can we have a communication, an open communication, and conversate about what we truly want? And can we make it work for us? And I think that begins again with asking yourself what you want. Once you know honestly what you want and what matters to you as far as how to show love, how you actually want love showed to you, it makes all the difference in the world because, one, you can tell somebody. They don't have to sit there and guess around. And two, you understand. And you're logically honest with you, not just because of, oh, this is the way that my parents treated me or this is the way they showed love. It's this is how I truly am as a spirit God. This is how I like to be loved. This is how I see love. And I think that'll also answer a lot of different questions in your own mind and in your heart. And those could go back from years upon years, answering more questions about who you are and what you stand for and where you come from and what matters to you. And those questions need to be answered no matter if you're in a relationship or not. They just do. And I think a good idea, if you're wondering how you want to be loved, is there, you know, you can go to some of these books online and check it out. But, you know, that the love language is that Gary Chapman book. There's several different love languages. There's five. And he has that personal touch, quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, and receiving gifts. And you can like all of those, but where do you stand? What matters most? Or are you all over the board? You might actually say, hey, in this situation, when somebody does this, that's amazing. In this situation, if somebody does this, that's amazing. No matter what, I think that we're not just one way. I don't think anybody's just in one way of accepting or receiving or understanding love. And I think that when we open our mind even farther and we realize multiple perspectives, we understand that we're ever changing and evolving. In one situation, an act of service could mean the world to you. And another situation, a simple hug is amazing. And I think that we are very intimate, deep, authentic creatures who can change on a dime, who can morph into a different thought process, who can really calibrate different things. And so because of that, I don't think that we all fit into one mold. And I don't think that we as an individual can just fit into one love language. I think that we can fit into very many love languages, but we have to understand what matters most in our life. When I return, I'll be talking more about getting real with ourselves, as well as how to open the dialogue with your loved one. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You're safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about how we love, how we show love, and how we feel love, and how until we're honest about it, even with ourselves, we don't even really understand who we are as an individual. It's interesting because I find that oftentimes we haven't really truly even been honest with ourselves to understand how we love one another, how we love ourselves, and how we actually feel love. And that begins with asking ourselves what we want in life, recognizing the various love languages. But I think it's also rethinking how we were raised and realizing that the way we were raised does not dictate how we have to be in our life. Just because mom and dad did it a certain way doesn't mean that we have to. Just because mom and dad interpreted it that way doesn't mean that we do. Think about it. And we have to get real with ourselves and get real with the time that we're spending on this earth and realize that we only have a certain amount of time. And by realizing that we only have a certain amount of time, we begin to realize the value of how important our relationships are on this planet. Last but not least tonight, I want to talk about having that open dialogue with your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and understanding how important it is. Until you actually have an open conversation and allow each other to communicate, to talk, to discuss, to understand one another, you're not going to understand one another. Until you spend that time and recognize what you have and how important it is, you're not going to have that open dialogue, and you've got to sit down and talk. It's like anything in life. It's you don't expect your boss to read your mind, right? You don't go to work and be like, man, God, I wanted to say something in the boardroom and I was thinking it and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking like, hey, I want to talk about this. And they never once called on me. You know, what if that's the biggest bag over the face? Oh, your boss doesn't have to read your mind. And why do you expect the person that you're with to read your mind? Why do you expect that to be the reality? So instead of expecting things that aren't going to happen, instead of expecting things and being let down, one of the best things that you can do is have a bi-monthly love meeting. A bi-monthly love meeting and begin to understand one another and open the lines of communication. Talk. It's amazing what we learn when we talk to one another. It's so great. And it goes so far in our life. So we just got to talk about things. And how do we begin the dialogue? We talk about, you know, the way that we were raised. You can talk about how mom would act or how dad would act. And that's what really starts it, because you're going to learn so much psychological information about your spouse just by asking this question. Hey, did your parents say I love you a lot? Or hey, how did your parents act when they came home? Or, you know, what was kind of the protocol every night, you know, when they got home from work? And you begin to build the picture and understand why your spouse is a certain way, maybe because they're a product of that environment and they're literally a direct product, or maybe they rebelled against what was going on and they made their own changes. And then you understand, too, that they went against the grain. You know, I find it very, very interesting. I find that most people either stick exactly with the way that they were taught and the way they were raised, or they are complete opposites. And so you start that conversation with, how were your parents and how was it like growing up in your household? And I think that when we begin to open this line of communication, it can go very far. It can open up many doors and it can confirm many things. The confirmation of what can confirm can go very far, because you begin to realize stuff about your spouse that you had no idea even existed. And it's not about putting a bunch of stress on them. It's talking about their upbringing. It's talking about some stuff that you've probably never talked about. There's probably some similarities and there's probably some non-similarities, but you can go a long way with this discussion. You can find out how it was to live in their household and what it was like to be a kid in their household, how mom and dad were. And the stuff that you're going to learn is going to go very far to understanding why your spouse does certain things, why your spouse says certain things, and why they act a certain way. And once you realize that, there'll be a lot more clarity and understanding in your relationship. And you're not going to be jumping to conclusions, that feeling as if you're growing apart and wondering what they're thinking. Instead, you're going to know somewhat of what they're thinking. You're going to be able to somewhat mind read, because you're going to psychologically understand from whence they came. And that goes a long way. I actually use that in all of my relationships, not just in my marriage. I know, that's why I do what I do, because I understand people. I understand the human condition. Psychologically, I understand where people come from based on their upbringing, based on the way that they were taught, based on the way they were raised. And you can learn a lot, too. And you know what's so cool about it? It's like learning about your spouse all over again, and you're learning new stuff, and it makes the marriage more juicier, more interesting. You know, another thing, too, by starting off with talking about the parents and the upbringing, that's a safe zone to begin with. Nobody's pointing blame or arguing. And you got to go into these conversations just as a conversation. Would you point blame and argue with your friends? Wouldn't you more like it just go into this position and talk about life? I mean, look at it not always as your spouse. Look at it as your friend. Isn't it nice to learn about your friend? Isn't it nice to learn about the stuff that they went through in their life and all the interesting stuff that happened without judgment? Isn't it a wonderful experience? And so look at this as a knowledge experience. Look at this as learning and understanding about them. You know, last but not least, is you get the most out of your time here on this planet and most out of your time in this relationship. You get the most out of every moment when you're straight up honest and you are interested in understanding about other people, and it's not just about you, but also it helps people to take the guesswork out of the relationship, and it begins to connect you in a way and in a much deeper way than you have been before. You know, the neat thing too about having these bi-monthly discussions, these love meetings, I would say, is that it connects you and it makes a stronger bond. But also, you know what's so cool about it is the more you get to know about them, the more you'll actually learn about yourself. And the more we learn about ourselves, the more well-rounded we are. The more we understand and accept ourselves, the more we accept and understand other people. That acceptance radiates throughout all of our relationships. And the more we accept and understand ourselves, the more perspective we have on our outside world, the more perspective and understanding, the more acceptance we have, the less judgment we give, the more well-rounded we are, and the more love-filled and joy-filled life we have compared to previous, when we weren't in that moment, we weren't acknowledging our differences, and we didn't have that open dialogue. open that dialogue with your family, with your spouse, and really see how amazing your relationship becomes, because there's so many more facets to the relationship that you aren't even aware of, and it's time to become aware. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.